Niara, tell us a little bit about your story and why are you coming out after 14 years of silence?
Well, a little bit about my story. If anybody has seen the documentary Dreamland, mm-hmm. done by Bruce Burgess back in 96, you got a little piece of it there. Basically, to make a long story short, I discovered I had 3 months of missing time. A friend was asking me about my military time, and we started going through it chronologically, and suddenly, from January to March of 1980, was pretty blank. I could tell you where I worked and what I did, but I didn't remember any of my coworkers. I didn't remember any day-to-day details whatsoever. And having a pretty sharp memory on a lot of other counts, I found that very disturbing. And I also had a wave of nausea when I realized that 3 months were missing. Then I had hypnosis with Bud Hopkins in 94, and some of this came tumbling out at that point.
Now, you were in the Air Force, right?
Yes, I was.
During this time period. Mm-hmm. And when did you, Niara, start to feel strange? You know, you had this missing time, mm-hmm. but, I mean, what was it like?
Well, there was kind of a precursor to that. After I got out of the Air Force, I was having heart palpitations, really nasty ones, where the heart would take off at a mad gallop and it would feel like somebody was choking me at the same time. I did manage to bring that under control without medication by doing yoga-type breathing, deep breathing, pranayama practices. And then another thing that happened was I had all this free-floating anxiety, and it got so bad I almost decided to take my own life age 33. So those were some of the precursors before I even discovered that there was missing time.
Now, Melinda, I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
With cases like Niara, where they want to take their own life,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking serious business here now, aren't we?
Well, the whole abduction subject is very... I can even just start with the alien abduction subject. Is extremely difficult for the abductees to live with, to live their lives with. It has a tremendous impact on their whole life. They're afraid of losing their jobs. Should someone learn? They're afraid of a loved one leaving them. I have cases, and so do other researchers. But I have specific cases that I've worked with of abductees who have gotten divorced over this, had their significant other leave them, have had their children taken away from them. I know of a particular case where someone had a messy divorce and they were trying to use this against them to take their children away. I know of a case where that was succeeded, and I know a case where luckily the abductee fought it and they did not succeed. I know of another abductee who I've mentioned before on the program. You've had her on, Leah Haley.
Yes.
Leah Haley, she might not want me to say this, but at the risk, has had her children, her grown children, disown her and has lost contact with them because of her sticking with the subject. And unfortunately, this is often the case. And then of course, it's compounded with the people who've had these covert ops things because a subject so difficult to already live with, you have another part added to that, and you're put through so much in the experience. I mean, not only are abductees put through so much in the abduction scenario, and not all experiences are traumatic by any means, but many of them are. But the trauma comes in not so much the experience, but having to live life with it. That's where the trauma is the feeling of isolation, being alone. There's no one I can talk to. Everybody's going to think I'm crazy. A lot of abductees end up having, you know, these. I won't say emotional problems by any means. They're incredibly strong and
sure.
resilient individuals, but will have these emotional breakdowns. And unfortunately, there are abductees that have attempted suicide,
sure.
this kind of thing.
Well, and they turn to others who are interested in the field of ufology and abductees, I think for that support group thing.
Exactly. It is so necessary. If you're an abductee who's having any difficulty coming to terms with your experiences, first off, you know, without risking, you know, they call it colorizing your experience and stuff, meet a researcher or a therapist. I mean, thank God, you know, Niara here met Bud Hopkins, was able to work with him. You know, there's so many people out there doing this work. There are a few networks that exist. There's Opus, as I said, there's Joe Mentaldo's network. I know of people. Certainly there's Bud and Dave. And, you know, but anyways, you can connect up with different groups. Find out who's in your area.
Well, and they care. That's important.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's find out from Niara. Niara, you've got a bachelor's degree in social work, right, from California State University?
Yes, I do.
I mean, so, you know, not that I'm saying people who don't have a degree, you know, may not be as knowledgeable as you, because, you know, to me, I went through college, and you know what? The School of Hard Knocks taught me more.
Right.
So, you know, I want to put that in perspective. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, you're an educated person. You're not making things up. You don't have any reason to lie about this.
That's what I was going to say. When I had hypnosis with Bud Hopkins, little gray guys with big black eyes, I was ready for. I had never heard of military abduction type experiences. It was extremely disturbing.
I bet you wish it never would have happened to you.
Well, yes and no.
Now
that I've kind of embraced the healing process and have really, you know, I've really reclaimed my life.
Sure. And you've made some friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's
very much so.
That's important.